Chapter 4, The Worker. As you move forward, notice the heavy floor beneath your feet, the weight of the walls around you. Industrial labor, whether in mines, in warehouses, or in factories like this one, pulls the person into its rhythm until they almost vanish in the work. Yet, this very absorption forces a bodily confrontation with matter. Fatigue, repetitive strain, toxin exposure, accidents. Listen to your own breathing here. Bodies begin to express the abstraction of production. Movements are choreographed by protocols, scanners, corridors, conveyor belts. Architecture and design orchestrate labor so that even gestures, pauses, and rhythms become diagrams of production. Here, presence is compression, proximity formalized into routine. A wise thinker once wrote that physical work is a specific contact with the beauty of the world, a contact so full that no equivalent can be found elsewhere. The person who aches in every limb, worn out by day of work, bears the reality of the universe in their flesh like a thorn. If they succeed, they love the real. But the same wise thinker also saw how rarely success is possible. After her own time working in a factory, she realized how exhaustion can dull the very attention that makes one receptive to the real, to reality that is not filtered out through desire or illusion. The same labor that touches beauty can also close the body to it.